Professor Creswell Eastman is an endocrinologist and the Chief Medical Officer at the Australian Thyroid Foundation. G'day, Professor.
Good morning, Joss. How are you?
I'm great. Let's just kick things off with a bit of a pronunciation clarification. They say iodine in the UK and iodine in the US. What do you say?
We say iodine.
Iodine. What does iodine
do?
Yeah,
we do. Well, can I just make another comment first about salt? I think the first thing is we shouldn't be promoting salt. It's sodium chloride. Sodium chloride's essential for life. The thing is that we all take too much sodium chloride in. That causes increased blood pressure and increased cardiovascular disease. So I think we should not be promoting, you know, extra salt. That's our first point. Don't get me going on Himalayan and pink salts, as I've done a lot of work on that in the Himalayas.
Really?
And yes, I have a lot of information on that and why, you know, a lot of Himalayan pink salt can be dangerous to your health. So I understand most of what is being sold in shops isn't really Himalayan. It comes from Pakistan, just north of Islamabad somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me get that out of the road.
Okay.
Look, the iodine bit that really got me steamed up, iodine is an essential component of thyroid hormone. Your thyroid gland sits in the front of your neck, and it produces these hormones that regulate your metabolism and regulate in children, regulate growth, and in the fetus, control and regulate brain growth and brain development. So, you know, thyroid hormone is one of the great essential building blocks of life. The world in general is iodine deficient. Australia is iodine deficient. We did a study 15 years ago of children throughout Australia and showed that our children are iodine deficient. We know our pregnant women are iodine deficient. So how do we get iodine into the body in an easy way? And the best vehicle is salt. We failed to get universal salt iodization in Australia. The food industry opposed that. But we succeeded at getting it into bread. And all salt that goes into bread is mandated to have iodine in it.
Ah.
So every time you have salt, every time you have bread or a baked product, in Australia, you're getting iodized salt.
Can you get enough?
And it's made a world of difference to children.
Can you get enough just from bread without using iodized salt in your cooking?
Well, no. I think you should not be using non-iodized salt. The only exception to that is people with an overactive thyroid, and that's less than 1% of the population. So none of us should be using non-iodized salt. I mean, that's really what the message is.
Okay. Got it loud and clear, Professor.
Let me just add one.
Yep.
Can I just add one point to
totally,
that?
Totally, yeah.
Look, we've got studies in Australia showing that women who are iodine deficient during pregnancy end up having children who have lower IQs, don't do as well at school, NAPLAN, et cetera. So it's vitally important that we promote the use of iodized salt.
Professor, just very quickly, if we're telling people to eat less salt, shouldn't we put iodine in something else?
Well, yes, we should, but, you know, we've been fighting that for 15 or 20 years in Australia with the food industry to be able to get all salt to be iodised.
Yeah, right.
We've failed to do that, and I said, we've got it into bread, and the major source of salt in our diet is bread, believe it or not. Most of the salt that you get in your diet comes from bread and baked products.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the compromise.
Not the Italians. Okay, but I remember in Italy they don't put salt in bread. It tastes awful, but there you go. No offence against Italians.
They iodise all their salt in Italy.
They do? Okay, good.
They're a bit smarter than us.
All right.
They're a bit smarter than us. They iodise all their salt. We're not doing that. It's only going into bread. So we recommend that all people use iodised salt, not some sort of fancy salt from somewhere else.
Got the message. Thanks, Prof. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Professor Creswell Eastman, who we just grabbed. He's an endocrinologist and the chief medical advisor with the Australian Thyroid Foundation.